conversation with Paul Gregory, the author of The Oswalds. This is an untold account of Marina and Lee Oswald and Marguerite Oswald and Robert Oswald, the older brother, and John Pix, the half-brother. But it's also the story of how the Gregory family stood up to an unprecedented amount of scrutiny in the Warren Commission. All their names are in the Warren Commission. The investigation, the conspiracy thinking, the blame shifting that went on for decades now continues about the Dallas Russians. But it comes down to motive, Paul. In Sherlock Holmes' world, you need a weapon, you need opportunity, and you need a motive. What was the motive to your reasoning all these decades later? You knew all the principles, Paul, and they're all gone but you.
And Marina.
Marina, who won't talk to you, who will not talk.
Will not talk, yeah. The motive, I think, is fairly simple, and it's well known, but there is a sort of sub-motive, which I'll say a word or two about. The motive was that Lee Harvey Oswald, from his early years on, living with his mother, had been told, you are special, you have a destiny to fulfill, the world is against you, I'm warning you, it's going to be a tough life, and we are not going to be treated favorably in life. You're going to have a tough life. Everybody's against you. Lee somehow, even though he was dyslexic, was a voracious reader. And he read biographies. He read a lot of Marx and Lenin and things like that. We tend to underestimate Lee's mental abilities because of this, of the dyslexia. He could not spell. He could not. He did not know the word to, T-O. Everything was T-O-O. And so if you focus on that, and by the way, he never graduated from high school. He was a bad student. He was a disciplinary problem. So we tend to underestimate him. But I in the book, I talk about the remarkable achievements, if you want to call them that, of Lee Harvey Oswald. As an 18-year-old, he bamboozled the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union by coming up with the idea, they want to get rid of me, so I will pretend to commit suicide and they can't get rid of me. He persuaded the U.S. Moscow consul to give him the money for he and Marina to return to the United States. He was a master manipulator. We learn from the affair of General Walker that he was a good planner. He and his family could live on virtually no money. So if you look at what he accomplished, if you want to call it an accomplishment, it's rather remarkable. We tend to see the high school dropout, the person who could not spell T-O, but that's not Oswald. The real Oswald is a very tricky, manipulative guy who manipulated his wife, you know, kept her quiet, even after she learned that he had tried to assassinate a political figure. So the one thing I would say is, one issue is we've underestimated Oswald. And I think that's one of the major points of the book.
Jack Ruby murders Oswald and deprives us of knowing full details about how he put together the plot to kill the president in his own mind. In those 4 days, he knew the president was going to be driving by his place of work. Jack Ruby kept us from learning more. What can you speculate Oswald believed was going to happen in the trial of Oswald? What would he have said? We have a couple of minutes, Paul.
The trial was to be his glorious moment where he would demonstrate to the world and also to Marina, because Marina is a subplot here. He was going to demonstrate his brilliance. He was going to be on national TV, international TV. He could talk about his theories of Marxism, Leninism, he was going to go down in history as a great figure. So that's what he was going to do. Marina was a big factor in this as well, because whereas he had these visions of grandeur, she kept telling him, you're kind of worthless. You're not a real man. So I would add that as a plot, as part of the explanation for what he did. Marina was a major figure in that regard.
You tell us when she took the photograph dressed in black with his 1995 rifle and his 2995 pistol. She laughed at him. What did he make of that laugh, Paul? We have just a few seconds.
Well, I can't know what he made of this, but I would characterize her attitudes towards the things that he regarded as important with scorn. So he was nothing. He was a little guy. And we learned from other research that there were sexual problems within the marriage as well. So and there were occasions where she said, "My husband, he isn't a real man." So what better way to prove to your wife? And there, this was a strange love affair. What better way to prove to your wife that you are something by killing the president?
Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution. The book is The Oswalds, An Untold Account of Marina and Lee Harvey Oswald, November 22nd, 1963, in infamy. I'm John Madden.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,